And today many people are suffering because of this difficulty with the financial situation.
Dnes mnoho ľudí trápi z pokoje situácie sa ekonomickou situáciou, zbog tej novčanej situácie.
People thought my work will give me security.
Ľudí mysleli, môj posao mi dá sigurnosť.
My investments.
Moje uloženia.
The government.
Vláda.
But we see that all of these things are very shaky.
Ale vidíme, že sú všetky stvari uzdrmané.
My daughter-in-law's father told me that he instantly lost half of his wealth. And people are thinking, how will I live? How will I be happy? So Krishna teaches us that our security comes from a different place. Our security does not come from the things of this world. They are called chanchala or flickering. You have something and then you can lose it. Even if you still keep it, its value may decrease. And even if you have something and its value stays the same, it really cannot provide the ultimate security we are looking for. Because no matter what arrangements we have in this world, if the arrangements don't fall apart,
ako se ti aranžmani ne raspadnu,
our bodies fall apart. And therefore we have always this sense of anxiety.
I zbog toga uvijek imamo taj osjećaj nemira.
We are looking for a situation of permanent security.
Tražimo okolnosti vječne sigurnosti.
And permanent happiness.
I vječne sreće.
And when we are enjoying something in this world,
dok uživamo u nečemu u ovom svijetu,
we don't want it to end.
Ne želimo da to završi.
A few weeks ago, a friend gave me some rice pudding.
Pred nekoliko tjedana, prijatelj mi je dao puding od riže.
It was so good.
Je tako ukusan.
I didn't want it to end.
I nisam željela da to završi.
But I only had a little bowl of it.
Ali imala sam samo malo zdjelicu tog pudinga.
And it was at the end of the meal.
A bio već kraj obroka.
There was no more room in my belly.
U želucu nije bilo više mjesta.
And therefore, I couldn't keep enjoying it.
I zbog toga ja nisam mogla nastaviti da uživam u njemu.
But I want enjoyment that keeps going.
Ali ja želim užitak koji se nastavlja.
I want it to keep going in time.
Želim da se nastavlja u vremenu.
And I also want it to keep going in quality.
I želim da se povećava i u kvaliteti.
I want each bite of rice pudding to taste better than the one bite before.
Želim da svaki zalogaj rižnog pudinga ima bolji okus od onog prethodnog.
It doesn't happen like that, does it?
Mm.
If someone gave me an unlimited pot of rice pudding, and I could eat it until the end of eternity, it would get boring. After a while, it would become repulsive. But that's not what I'm looking for.
Ali to nije ono što ja tražim.
I'm looking for something that keeps on going in time and keeps on going in quality.
Ja tražim ono što se uvećava kroz vrijeme i u kvaliteti.
Something that has no limit.
Nešto što nema granica.
No boundary.
Nešto što se ne završava.
I'm looking for limitless happiness.
Neograničenu sreću.
And limitless security.
I neograničenu sigurnost.
I don't know what they call it here, but in America, when you have investments, they call it securities. Do they call that here also? something like
that. U Americi, ako imate neka ulaganja, to se zovu, to je sigurnost.
Yeah, security. Do they call that? Do they have a name like that?
Okay.
So we're looking for unlimited security.
Mi tražimo neograničeno osiguranje.
Okay. But we want excitement also.
Але також желаємо узбучення.
We don't want just boring security.
Не желаємо досадну сигурність.
We want to feel completely safe.
Желаємо бути повністю сигурні.
And yet have complete excitement.
І мати повне збудження.
That's why people watch exciting movies.
Зато люди глядають узбудливі фільми.
They're safely sitting in the seat.
Сигурно сидять на своїм сідалицях.
And they can imagine that they're dangling from a helicopter.
І можуть замішляти, да вися з гелікоптера.
So this is what we're looking for.
І то є оно, що ми тражимо.
We want relationships that are perfect.
Ми желаємо односи, які є завершені.
Where I can be completely myself.
Де у повністю можу бути свій.
And completely honest with the other party.
І повністю іскрен з другом особом.
Totally an individual.
У повністю поєдинець.
And yet completely connected.
Але опет повністю пов'язаний.
To be in sync. You understand?
Да будемо синхронізовані.
At the same time.
У істо време.
Completely myself and completely in sync.
Да сам повністю неовісен, а повністю синхронізиран.
And I want my loving relationships to last forever.
І желаю, да мої любовні відносини траю завжди.
All the love songs are like that.
Все любовні пісні са такі.
Until the stars stop shining, I'll always love you.
Святок звезди не перестану сяти, я ж тебе увек волити.
And again, we want our relationships to increase in quality.
І також желаємо, да се повечава квалітета тих односа.
We want our love to be greater tomorrow than it is today.
Желаємо, да наша любов сутра буде веча, него што е данас.
That doesn't usually happen.
Це собіше не докаже.
Usually when you first fall in love, you're just
Обіше коли залюбити, ти ось що.
And after, you know, a few years, you just
yeah.
That's generally what we experience.
То є обчинито оно, що маємо прилику іскусити.
And that's if you're lucky.
І то якось зустрітні.
In modern society, often after a few years, it's, you know, you're throwing things at each other.
У модерному društvu, nakon nekoliko godina, obično bacite stvari jedni na druge.
He's gone and I'm happy. He's gone and I'm happy that he's gone.
On je otišao, a ja sam sad sretna.
But a few years before, if you couldn't see him for 1 minute, you were crying.
Ali par godina ranije, ako ga niste vidjeli na minutu, onda ste nesretni.
So this is what we're looking for.
To je ono što tražimo.
But very hard to find them in this world.
Ali vrlo je to teško naći u ovome svijetu.
We're always trying to adjust things.
Uvijek pokušavam prilagoditi stvari.
If only I could get the perfect job.
Ako samo mogu dobiti savršeni posao.
The perfect investment.
Savršena ulaganja.
Marry the perfect person.
Oženiti se za savršenu osobu.
Have the perfect children.
Imati savršenu djecu.
Build the perfect house.
Sagraditi savršenu kuću.
Live in the perfect country.
Živjeti u savršenoj zemlji.
You know, I'm from America, which is the perfect country.
Znate, ja sam iz Amerike, to je savršena zemlja.
One time I took a visit to the Caribbean. You know the Caribbean?
Jednom put sam posjetila Karibe.
I went to this island called Trinidad.
I otišla sam na otok Trinidad.
Beautiful place.
Prekrasno mjesto.
Tropical island.
Tropski otok.
And everybody there wanted to go to New York.
A svi tamo su željeli otići u New York.
I said, in New York there's advertisements to go to Trinidad.
A ja sam rekla, u New Yorku postoje oglasi, odite u Trinidad.
When I got off the plane, they said, we have a very special gift for you.
Kada sam sišla sa aviona, rekli su mi, imamo poseban dar za tebe.
It was wrapped very carefully.
Vrlo je pažljivo bio zamotan.
It was one apple.
To je bila jedna jabuka.
They said, apples here are very expensive.
A oni su rekli, jabuke su ovdje vrlo skupe.
We have to import them.
Moramo ih uvoziti.
I was thinking in Trinidad I wouldn't eat a mango.
Ona rekla, ali u Trinidadu ja želim jesti mango.
She said, oh, we leave the mangoes rotting on the street.
A mi mango puštamo da trune na ulici.
So everyone is thinking the perfect situation is somewhere else.
Znači svi misle da je savršena situacija negdje drugdje.
Like some animal that has the carrot in front of them.
Kao životinja koja ima mrkvu ispred sebe.
Or those little animals in the cages running on the wheels.
Ili one male životinjice u kavezima koje trče na kotačima.
And they never go anywhere.
I nikomu ne idu.
Sometimes they kind of go up to the top and hang upside down.
Ponekad otiđu na vrh i vijesti se naopako i onda se opet vrte.
But we never find the perfect situation.
Ali mi nikada ne nalazimo savršene okolnosti.
And if we think we find it, it doesn't last.
A ako mislimo da smo to pronašli, to ne traje dugo.
Now I have everything perfect.
Sad imam sve, savršeno je.
But it doesn't last.
Ali to ne traje dugo.
So why are we looking for this?
Zašto onda mi to tražimo?
Why aren't we just satisfied with the way things are?
Zašto nismo zadovoljni sa onime kakve stvari jesu?
Because we come from a place where these things actually exist.
Zato što dolazimo sa mjesta gdje te stvari uistinu postoje.
So a really intelligent person,
stvarno inteligentna osoba,
says these things that I'm looking for do not exist in the external world.
Jedna osoba mudra osoba rekla, te stvari ne postoje u ovome svijetu.
Let me find where they do exist.
I stoga ću ja potražiti gdje one postoje.
An unintelligent person,
neinteligentna osoba,
either keeps looking where it doesn't exist,
ili nastavlja tražiti tamo gdje ne može naći,
or just resigns themselves.
Ili se jednostavno
just accepts.
Jednostavno prihvati stvari.
Okay, I'm never going to get what I want.
U redu, nikad neću dobiti ono što želim.
That doesn't work very well.
To baš dobro ne djeluje.
Such if you just try to accept, you'll become angry and frustrated.
Ako pokušate samo prihvatiti, postat ćete ljuti i frustrirani.
Krishna tells us where we can find perfection.
Krishna nam govori gdje možemo naći savršenstvo.
This is in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Ovo je šesto poglavlje Bhagavad Gita.
I'll read the whole thing in English and then you can read the whole thing in Croatian, just the translation. In the stage of perfection called trance or samadhi, one's mind is completely restrained from material mental activities by practice of yoga. This perfection is characterized by one's ability to see the self by the pure mind and to relish and rejoice in the self. In that joyous state, one is situated in boundless transcendental happiness, realized through transcendental senses. Established thus, one never departs from the truth, and upon gaining this, he thinks there is no greater gain. Being situated in such a position, one is never shaken, even in the midst of greatest difficulty. This indeed is actual freedom from all miseries arising from material contact.
U stanju savršenstva zvanom trans ili samadhi, um se zahvaljujući primjeni joge potpuno suzdržava od materijalnih umnih djelatnosti. To savršenstvo obilježava sposobnost jogija da čistim umom vidi jastvo i uživa i raduje se u sebi. U tom radosnom stanju osjeća beskrajnu transcendentalnu sreću koju spoznaje transcendentalnim osjetilima. Tako utemeljen, nikada se ne odvaja od istine i misli da nema većeg dobitka. Utemeljen u takvom položaju, nikada se ne dvoumi, čak ni usred najveće nevolje. To je prava sloboda od svih bijeda koje nastaju zbog dodira s materijom.
Boundless transcendental happiness.
Beskrajnu transcendentalnu sreću.
Boundless. There's no boundary of time or quality.
Nema kraja ni u vremenu niti u kvaliteti.
And one is rejoicing in oneself.
I veselimo se unutar sebe.
The real self.
Unutar svog pravog jastva.
The real self is not this lump of skin and blood and muscles.
Pravo jastvo nije ova gruda kože i krvi i kostiju.
The real self is that which animates this body.
Pravo jastvo je ono što potiče to tijelo.
And that self is a little spark of the splendor of God.
A to jastvo je jedan mali trun božanskoga.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vasishchate. God is complete and he manifests many complete sparks and he remains complete.
Bog je potpun i on manifestira mnogobrojne potpune djeliće, ali i dalje ostaje potpun.
Just like a person can have a child and the parent remains complete and the child is complete.
Baš poput roditelja koji može imati dijete i dijete je potpuno, no međutim i roditelj također ostaje potpun.
So we are all little parts of God, but it's not that you put us all together and it makes God.
Znači, mi dolazimo od Boga i njegovi smo djelići, ali nije da kada se svi mi sakupimo na jedno mjesto, onda je to Bog.
It's not that you put all your children together and it makes the mother again.
Nije da možete ponovo spojiti svu djecu i onda dobijete opet majku.
But we have the qualities of God in a small portion.
Ali imamo odlike Boga u maloj količini.
Therefore, when we see our real self, we rejoice in ourself.
Stoga, kad vidimo svoje pravo jastvo, mi se veselimo unutar sebe.
And we relish boundless transcendental happiness.
I kušamo beskrajnu transcendentalnu sreću.
And when we see our real self, we also have full security.
I kada vidimo svoje pravo jastvo, mi osjećamo potpunu sigurnost.
Na hanyate, hanyumane, sharire. The soul can never die.
Duša nikada ne umire.
The soul is never born.
Nikad se ne rađa.
It can't be cut.
Ne može se isjeći.
It can't be harmed.
Ne može se ozlijediti.
The soul can never be damaged or hurt in any way.
Duša ni na koji način ne može biti oštećena ili ozlijeđena.
But it is not boring safety.
Ali to nije dosadna sigurnost.
Because when I realize myself,
zato što kad spoznam sebe,
I also realize God.
Ja također spoznam Boga.
And he's a very exciting person.
On je vrlo uzbudljiva osoba.
He likes to have many adventures.
I on voli mnoge avanture.
But they're always safe.
Ali one su uvijek sigurne.
Because spirit can never be harmed.
Zato što duhovne stvari se ne mogu oštetiti.
And I have the perfect relationship.
I imam savršen odnos.
Because God and I are one in quality.
Zato što smo Bog i ja jedno u kvaliteti.
Therefore we are perfectly in sync.
I stoga smo potpuno sinkronizirani.
And yet I am always an individual.
Ali ja sam i dalje uvijek pojedinac.
And the love between the soul and God increases forever.
A ljubav između duše i Boga se povećava.
This already exists.
To već postoji.
It is not something to be achieved.
To nije nešto što trebamo dostići.
I am already a tiny part of God.
Ja već jesam maleni dio Boga.
I am already eternal.
Ja sam već vječna.
I am already full of knowledge.
Ja već sam već ispunjena znanjem.
I am already eternally youthful.
Ja sam već sada vječno mlada.
Full of unlimited energy.
Ispunjena neograničenom energijom.
I already have the perfect relationship of love with God and with all living entities.
Već imam taj savršeni odnos ljubavi sa Bogom i sa svim živim bićima.
That already exists.
To već postoji.
But I'm sleeping.
Ali ja spavam.
And because I'm sleeping, I don't remember.
A zbog toga što spavam, ja se ne mogu sjetiti.
The reality.
Što je stvarnost.
And I think the dream that I'm having is reality.
I mislim da je taj san koji sanjam zapravo stvarnost.
But you know, sometimes when we're dreaming, we don't want to wake up.
A znate, ponekad kada sanjamo, ne želimo se probuditi.
Someone starts to wake us up.
I neko nas počne buditi.
I want to finish my dream.
Pusti me, želim završiti san.
Right?
Nije tako.
Or sometimes you're reading a book.
Ili ponekad čitate knjigu.
And it's time for dinner.
I vrijeme je večere.
The whole family's calling you.
Cijela vas obitelj zove.
You haven't eaten for 10 hours.
Niste ništa jeli 10 sati.
That's really a good book.
To je jako dobra knjiga.
You don't want to put down your book.
Ne želite spustiti knjigu.
So that's our situation.
I to je naša situacija.
I'm dreaming.
Ja sanjam.
That I am this body.
Da sam ja ovo tijelo.
That I have this material personality.
Da imam ovu materijalnu osobnost.
That I'm doing so many things in the world.
Da činim toliko mnogo stvari u ovome svijetu.
It's real.
To je stvarno.
Like a dream is real.
Baš kao što je i san stvaran.
Something is happening.
Nešto se događa.
Little electricity is going through the synapses of the brain.
Nešto struje prolazi kroz sinapse mozga.
But it's not what it appears to be.
Ali to nije ono što se čini da je.
You cannot say the dream is false.
Ne možete reći da je san lažan.
But it is not reality.
Ali nije stvarnost.
Like a movie.
Poput filma.
A movie is not false.
Film nije lažan.
It exists.
On postoji.
But it's not what it appears to be.
Ali nije ono kako se čini.
It appears to be all these people are doing all these things.
Izgleda da svi ti ljudi čine toliko mnogo stvari.
And it's just three different colors of light.
Ali to su zapravo samo tri različite boje svijeta.
That's
I to je sve.
So this existence is just protons, neutrons and electrons.
Znači, to postojanje su samo protoni, neutroni i elektroni.
Or as Krishna says, the mixture of goodness, passion and ignorance.
Ili kako to Krishna objašnjava, mješavina vrline strasti i neznanja.
And it's a collective dream.
I to je skupni san.
So we think this is reality.
I stoga mi mislimo da je ovo stvarnost.
Like watching a movie together.
Kao kad zajedno gledate film.
So how to get back to our awakened state?
I sada, kako da se vratimo u budno stanje?
The purpose of spirituality or religion is to get us back to our natural position.
Svrha duhovnosti je u tome da nas vrati natrag u naše izvorno duhovno stanje.
Just like Jesus tells the story of the prodigal son.
Baš kao što Isus govori o razmetnom priču o razmetnom sinu.
He leaves his father's home and then he has to go back.
On napušta kuću svog oca, ali nakon nekog vremena mora se vratiti.
So this process of coming to an awakened state can be called yoga.
Znači, ovaj proces dolaženja u budno stanje se naziva yoga.
Yoga means union.
Yoga znači ujedinjenje.
Not where you lose your identity.
Ne takvo ujedinjenje gdje izgubite svoju osobnost.
But like the union of mother and child.
Nego poput ujedinjenja majke i djeteta.
Or two good friends.
Ili dvoje dobrih prijatelja.
Or husband and wife.
Ili muža i žene.
Where there's union, yet there is separate identity.
Dakle, postoji neko jedinstvo, ali postoje i odvojene osobnosti.
We could divide this process of yoga into two main parts.
Ovaj proces joge možemo podijeliti na dva osnovna dijela.
The beginning stage and the advanced stage.
Početnički stadij i napredni stadij.
Krishna speaks about this in the third verse of the sixth chapter.
Krishna o ovome govori u trećem stihu šestog poglavlja.
For one who is a neophyte in the eightfold yoga system, work is said to be the means. And for one who is already elevated in yoga, cessation of all material activities is said to be the means.
Početniku u osmerostrukom procesu joge preporučuje se put djelovanja, a onome tko je već napredan u jogi, put okončavanja svih materijalnih djelatnosti.
Now, the scriptures give us many different ways of understanding the process of going from sleep to awakening.
Duhovni spisi daju više načina, više putova kako da dođemo od uspavanog stanja do razbuđenog stanja.
I can think of at least 7 or 8 different ways that this process is described.
Mogu se sjetiti barem 7 ili 8 načina kako je taj proces opisan.
But for tonight we're going to look at a very simple understanding.
Ali večeras ćemo potražiti jedno vrlo jednostavno objašnjenje.
Sleeping and awake.
Spavanje i buđenje.
So, in the time that we're sleeping,
u vrijeme kada spavamo,
we're going to call it practice yoga.
To ćemo nazivati prakticiranjem joge.
And Krishna explains in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita,
u 12. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita, Krishna objašnjava
that this practice yoga is meant to give us a desire for the spiritual.
Da nam ta praksa daje čežnju ili želju za prakticiranje za duhovnošću.
You can think of it like getting a desire to wake up.
To je kao da dobijete želju da se probudite.
Then advanced yoga, you're already awake.
U naprednoj jogi vi ste već budni.
And you're learning again to engage in your waking activities.
I ponovo učite kako se zaokupiti djelatnostima u budnom stanju.
If you've been sleeping for a very, very long time.
Ako ste jako, jako dugo spavali.
You might have forgotten how to relate with everybody else in the waking world.
Možda ste zaboravili kako se povezivati i kako se obhoditi prema svima koji su u tom budnom stanju.
I was talking to a woman who travels a lot.
Razgovarala sam sa ženom koja puno putuje.
Every year she travels for 4 months at a time.
Ona u godini dana 4 mjeseca putuje.
She says whenever she comes home, she has to reestablish her relationship with her husband again.
I kaže da kada se vrati nakon tog putovanja, ona svaki put mora ponovo uspostavljati odnos sa svojim suprugom.
I said, when you're traveling, do you ever call him?
Ja sam pitala, pa dobro, kada putuješ, da li ga ikad nazoveš?
She said, no, not even once.
A ona je rekla, ne, čak ni jednom.
Too expensive.
Previše je skupo.
I said, I think that's your problem.
A ja sam rekla, mislim da je u tome tvoj problem.
So if we've been sleeping for a very long time, we have forgotten how to act as a soul.
Znači, ako smo jako dugo spavali, zaboravili smo kako djelovati kao duša.
So even after you wake up, there's still some activities of learning.
Znači, čak i kada se probudimo, postoje neke djelatnosti koje nas podučavaju, kojima se moramo naučiti.
But those are relatively easy and natural.
Ali one su relativno lake i prirodne.
But going from really not wanting to wake up to waking up is a struggle.
Ali to je borba kada krećemo od toga da se zaista ne bi probudili do potpuno budnog stanja.
Our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada said that this time of yoga is a hard struggle with determination.
Naš učitelj Srila Prabhupada nam je govorio o tome da je to vrijeme prakticiranje joge zapravo teška borba.
And once you come to the point of being awakened,
a kada dođete do točke kada ste probuđeni,
things are much easier and more natural and automatic.
Stvari su puno lakše, jednostavnije i prirodne.
And you are starting to experience that natural joy of the self.
I počnete kušati tu prirodnu sreću u jastvu.
It is described, that stage of awakening is described as Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochatina Kanchati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Madhbhakti Mabate Param. That stage of awakening is described as great happiness.
Taj stadij potpune razbuđenosti se opisuje kao velika sreća.
From which you start really working on your relationship with the Lord.
Iz kojeg počinjete razvijati svoj stvarni odnos sa gospodinom.
We're going to look right now mostly at the sleeping stage.
Sada ćemo pretežno gledati na ovaj stadij uspavanosti.
When one says I'm tired of trying to satisfy my spiritual needs in a material way.
Znači on počinje kada kažemo dosta mi je pokušavanja zadovoljavanja svojih duhovnih potreba u materijalnom svijetu.
It's not working.
Ne djeluje.
I want to wake up.
Želim se probuditi.
Okay? But you haven't yet woken up.
Ali još se niste probudili.
Now just deciding you want to wake up.
Sama odluka da se želite probuditi.
It's very exciting.
Je vrlo uzbudljiva.
And so usually the beginning part of this journey is very exciting.
I stoga je početni dio ovog putovanja vrlo uzbudljiv.
All of a sudden you have hope.
Odjednom imate nadu.
The things of the world become dull.
Stvari ovog svijeta postanu dosadne.
And the Lord in your heart gets so excited that you want to wake up.
A gospodin u vašem srcu je toliko uzbuđen da se želite probuditi.
That he gives you little tastes of waking life even when you're sleeping.
Da vam da malo ukusa tog razbuđenog stanja. Čekaj dok još spavate.
Something wrong with this one? don't do that. Bad, bad.
Maybe you are printing. Maybe
okay. There's. I'm going to be really honest with all of you.
I'm going to be iskrena sa svima vama.
Now, there's a danger with this.
Postoji opasnost u ovome.
Because you might not even start.
Zato što možda ni ne počnete.
But until you're awake, it's going to be a hard struggle with determination.
Ali dok ne dođete u razbučno stanje, imat ćete teške kušnje sa odlučnošću.
Please be prepared.
Molim vas, budite spremni.
But my dear friends, it's the only thing worth working for.
Ali dragi moji prijatelji, to je jedino za što se vrijedi truditi.
There's no reason to work hard for something that's not ultimate reality.
Nema razloga raditi i truditi se oko nečega što nije vrhovna stvarnost.
You also have to work hard for things materially.
I za materijalne stvari morate teško raditi.
And what do you get?
A što dobijete? Ništa.
Some sand that goes through your fingers.
Nešto pijeska koje vam prođe kroz prste.
Don't believe that you will die completely satisfied materially.
Nemojte vjerovati da ćete umriti potpuno materijalno zadovoljni.
This is a myth.
To je mit.
The material things cannot satisfy the desires of the soul.
Materijalne stvari ne mogu zadovoljiti čežnju duše.
That just like a dream cannot satisfy the desires of the body.
Baš kao što san ne može zadovoljiti želje tijela.
Sometimes in a dream you're drinking water.
Ponekad u snu pijete vodu.
Right? So you're just drinking glass after glass after glass of water.
I pijete čašu za čašom vode.
And in the dream you may think, why am I still thirsty?
I u snu se možete pitati, zašto sam još uvijek žedan?
Because dream water can't satisfy the thirst of the body.
Zato što voda u snu ne može zadovoljiti žeđ tijela.
Material things cannot satisfy the thirst of the soul.
Materijalne stvari ne mogu zadovoljiti žeđ duše.
So, in the sleeping stage, we really only have two choices.
Tako da u spavanom stanju imamo samo dva izbora.
Work hard for dream water.
Teško raditi za tu odsanjanu vodu.
Or work hard so you can wake up and drink living water.
Ili se trudite da se probudite i da pijete stvarnu živu vodu.
But there's a problem.
Ali postoji problem.
When you're dreaming and you don't know you're dreaming.
Kada sanjate, a ne znate da sanjate.
When you think this world is everything.
Kada mislite da je ovaj svijet sve.
When you haven't yet realized that nothing in this world will satisfy you.
Kada još niste shvatili da vas ništa u ovome svijetu neće zadovoljiti.
There's a certain kind of ignorant happiness that you have.
I imate neku vrstu blaženstva u neznanju.
Just like when we go to India.
Baš kao kada otiđemo u Indiju.
In some of the villages they have open sewers.
U nekim selima imaju otvorenu kanalizaciju.
And they don't need a sewage treatment plant.
I ne treba im sustav za tretiranje tog odvoda.
Because the pigs are going through the sewers.
Zato što svinje prolaze kroz taj odvod.
You know when this swine flu started?
Znate li kako je počela svinjska gripa?
In Egypt they killed all the pigs.
U Egiptu su ubili sve svinje.
The government said kill all the pigs.
Vlada je rekla ubite sve svinje.
And now in Cairo the garbage is going up to the roofs.
A sada u Kairu smeće im se penje do krovova.
Seriously?
Ozbiljno.
And they can't even send the children to school.
I ne mogu čak ni djecu poslati u školu.
I'm not making this up.
Ovo ne izmišljam.
Because they can't transport them through all this garbage.
Zato što ne mogu nikoga prevesti kroz svo to smeće.
And the children are playing in the garbage.
A djeca se igraju u tom smeću.
So when the pigs are eating the garbage, they're very happy.
A svinje, kada jedu to smeće, one su vrlo sretne.
Someone in complete ignorance is just like that.
Netko u potpunom neznanju je baš poput te svinje.
They have an illusion of happiness.
Imaju iluziju sreće.
Once you start on this spiritual journey,
ali kada krenete na duhovno putovanje,
that illusion is finished.
Ta je iluzija gotova.
Very hard to go back to it.
I vrlo je teško vratiti joj se.
In fact, once Satan Narada Muni says you can never go back to it.
Što više, jedan svetac naroda mu nije rekao nikad se tome ne možete vratiti.
Once you decide I'm going to wake up,
kada jednom odlučite ja ću se probuditi,
you will never be completely satisfied with the dream.
Nećete biti potpuno sretni sa snom.
It's a warning.
To je upozorenje.
If you want to leave now, that's okay.
But
you don't yet have the boundless spiritual happiness of the natural waking state.
Ali još uvijek nemate neograničenu sreću tog razbuđenog stanja.
You may get little glimpses.
Možete dobiti neke tragove.
Like a sleeping person may wake up a little bit in the middle of the night and go back to sleep.
Kao što se osoba koja spava može malo razbuditi usred noći i onda ponovo zaspati.
So while you're trying to wake up,
dakle, dok se pokušavate probuditi,
sometimes you may experience a little bit of that boundless spiritual happiness.
Ponekad ćete možda iskusiti dijeličke te neograničene duhovne sreće.
But you will be in a state where you neither have illusion nor wakefulness.
Ali bit ćete u stanju kada nemate niti iluziju, niti potpunu budnost.
It is a difficult stage.
I to je težak stadij.
But one has to go through that stage.
Ali moramo proći kroz njega.
Now it is possible to go through very quickly.
Naravno, moguće je kroz njega proći vrlo brzo.
That is possible.
To je moguće.
In fact, you could go through it very, very quickly.
Što više, kroz njega možete vrlo, vrlo brzo proći.
However, most of us don't do that.
Ali većina nas to ne učini.
We need to develop faith.
Moramo razviti vjeru.
That if I wake up, I'll be a lot happier than if I stay sleeping.
Da ako se probudim, bit ću mnogo sretniji nego ako nastavim spavati.
And it usually takes some time to develop that faith.
I obično je potrebno neko vrijeme da se razvije ta vjera.
So how to sustain ourselves through that period of spiritual life?
Znači, pitanje je kako da se zapravo
how do you keep going?
Kako da nastavimo, kako da se održimo na tom putu?
Until we come to the point of full wakefulness.
Dok dođemo do trenutka potpune budnosti.
Many people say, "Oh, I had this wonderful spiritual experience."
Mnogi će vam ljudi reći, "Oh, imao se tako prekrasno duhovno iskustvo."
How do I keep it all the time?
Kako da ga zadržim cijelo vrijeme?
You have to be awake.
Moraš biti budan.
You can't just be wow. And that is dependent completely on our desire.
A to potpuno ovisi o našoj želji.
And our desire is based a lot on our trust.
A naša želja jako puno ovisi o povjerenju.
And this develops gradually through experience.
A to se postepeno razvija kroz iskustvo.
So how to stay steady and determined on this path?
Kako da ostanemo postojani i odlučni na tom putu?
Once you're awake, we don't need to speak about these things.
Kad ste jednom budni, ne moramo govoriti o ovim stvarima.
Even though there's still further progress.
Iako ima daljeg mjesta za napredak.
Everything is so exciting.
Sve je tako uzbudljivo.
And so full of joy.
I tako ispunjeno radošću.
And sparkling.
I sjaj.
Very difficult to go back to sleep once you're at that.
Vrlo je teško vratiti se na spavanje kada ste došli do tog stadija.
It's possible.
Moguće je.
But not likely.
Ali nije vjerojatno.
You don't, at that point you don't need determination.
U tom trenutku ne treba više odlučnost.
One needs determination before that point.
Odlučnost vam je potrebna do tog stadija.
So now what many people do,
ono što mnogi učine,
is they say the way I'm going to get through this stage really fast,
način na koji ću se ja vrlo brzo maknuti sa tog stadija
is the same way I accomplish things in the world.
Je na isti način kako postižem stvari u ovome svijetu.
I put in lots and lots and lots of time and energy.
Uložit ću mnogo, mnogo truda i energije.
I am the doer.
Ja sam onaj koji čini.
I am going to conquer sleep.
Ja ću poraziti spavanje.
I will conquer ignorance.
Ja ću poraziti neznanje.
I will come to truth and knowledge by my own power.
Svojom snagom ću doći do znanja i istine.
And part the curtains of illusion.
I razmaknuti zastare iluzije.
I will work from 6 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night.
Radit ću od 6 ujutro do 10 na večer.
I will never give one second of time to any needs of my body and mind.
Neću ni sekundu dati potrebama svog tijela I uma.
I'll just go and go and go and go and go and go and go.
Sad ću ići dalje I dalje I dalje.
Then after a while you say, this isn't working.
Onda nakon nekog vremena kažete, ovo ne funkcionira.
I think I'll take a break.
Mislim da ću se malo odmoriti.
Maybe I'll take a long breath. I mean, I'll still chant. I'll look at the book sometimes. I think I need a television. It's not working. I'm not the doer.
Da, ja nisam one koji...
I'm just
going to
relax. Yeah. I'll just wait for God to do it. When are you going to save me?
Kada ćeš me spasiti?
That's not working.
Ovo ne djeluje.
Okay, let's get back. Work really, really hard.
Idemo natrag. Rečemo stvarno jako.
Don't do these things.
Nemojte to činiti.
Okay. It's not... Neither of these things work.
Nijedna od ove dvije stvari neće djelovati.
Because Krishna also says in this chapter.
Zato što Krishna u ovom istom poglavlju govori.
That if you want to be successful, you have to have things in balance.
Da ako želite biti uspješni, morate imati balans.
And the main thing to understand is who is doing this.
A najvažnije za shvatiti je tko čini sve ovo.
I didn't put myself into a sleeping condition and I cannot wake up.
Ja se nisam stavio u spavano stanje I ne mogu se probuditi.
I simply desire.
Ja jednostavno želim.
When I desire to be in a sleeping condition, the Lord covers me, and when I desire to be awake, He will uncover me.
Ja želim biti u spavanom stanju I Bog me spava, a kada se želim probuditi, On mi omogućava da se probudim.
I'm going to read this just in case any of you don't believe me.
Ovo ću vam pročitati samo za slučaj da mi ne vjerujete.
Anytime you don't believe someone, you should always ask them to quote from the scriptures.
Ako nekome u nekom trenutku ne vjerujete, samo zatražite od te osobe da vam citira s pisa.
Okay, this is 12:9. But we're going to just look at the Sanskrit. Krishna says, Abhyasa yogena tato mam ichaptum dananjaya. Abhyasa yoga means practice yoga.
Abhyasa yoga znači yoga koja se yoga djelatnosti.
Icha means desire.
Icha znači djelatnosti.
Krishna here is saying that the purpose of practice yoga is to develop desire.
Gospodin kaže da je svrha joge da se razvije želja.
Practice yoga is the kind of yoga you do when you're still sleeping.
Yoga koja se prakticira je ono što činite dok ste još u spavanom stanju.
You could think of it like being a child and being an adult.
To je slično kao ako ste dijete ili ako ste odrasla osoba.
The child practices at being an adult.
Dijete vježba kako biti odrasla osoba.
They play at being an adult.
Oni se igraju onih stvari koje čine odrasli.
So that's part of normal development.
I to je dio normalnog razvoja.
But they're not really doing those activities.
Ali oni uistinu ne čine te djelatnosti.
They are and they aren't.
I čine I ne čine.
You know, playing I'm a fireman, you know.
Oni si igraju ja sam vatrogasac.
So that's part of learning how to be an adult.
To je dio toga da uče kako biti odrasla osoba.
But the main purpose is to develop those desires.
Ali glavna svrha je da se razviju te želje.
So the main way to be steady and determined and happy in the practice stage.
Dakle, najvažnija stvar da možemo ostati odlučni I ustrajni na tom putu.
Is to remember that the purpose of the practice stage is to develop a strong desire.
Je da je svrha tog cijelog procesa djelovanja zapravo da razvijemo želju.
And whatever is going to develop and maintain a strong spiritual desire is what one should do.
Znači, trebamo činiti ono što će ojačati I zapravo razviti tu našu želju.
Now, the people who are already enlightened have given us guidelines.
Oni koji su prosvjetljeni su nam dali smjernice.
They've said that the most potent way to develop that desire for wakefulness is to chant the names of God.
Oni su nam rekli da je najsnažniji način da razvijemo ljubav prema Bogu taj da pjevamo Hare Krishna.
Especially with other people.
Pogotovo sa drugim ljudima.
And to hear about the Supreme Lord.
I da slušamo o svevišnjem gospodinu.
To hear about the nature of material illusion.
Da čujemo o prirodi materijalne iluzije.
And how wonderful the spiritual life is.
I o tome kako je predivan duhovni život.
To be with other people who are also similarly inclined.
Da budemo sa drugim ljudima koji imaju slične sklonosti.
To offer everything to the Lord.
I da sve ponudimo Bogu.
Yat kuroshi, yat agnasi, yat tohosi, yat dasi, yat tapastasi kanteya, tat kurush ramadarpanam. That whatever we like to do, we should do that as an offering to the Lord.
Dakle, što god mi volimo činiti, trebamo to činiti kao ponudu za gospodina.
As long as it's not something that's sinful or violent.
Dok god to nije nešto što je griješno ili nasilno.
We don't offer liquor to the Lord.
Gospodinu ne nudimo alkohol.
We don't slaughter animals for the Lord.
Ne koljamo životinje za gospodina.
But generally, whatever you like to do,
ali općenito, što god volite činiti,
whatever is your nature,
što god je vaša priroda,
whatever kind of things give you energy and enthusiasm,
sve one stvari koje vam daju snagu i entuzijazam,
do that as an offering to the Lord.
To činite kao ponudu za gospodina.
And these are the kind of things that increase desire.
I to je ona vrsta stvari koja nam povećava želju za gospodinom.
So we want to structure our lives in such a way.
Želimo strukturirati svoj život na takav način
that we can do as many of these things as possible.
Da možemo činiti što više tih stvari je moguće.
In a way that we will be able to maintain.
Na taj način moći ćemo održati
throughout the journey.
Moći ćemo se održati kroz cijelo putovanje.
And realize that that is our main business.
I shvatiti da je to naš naš pravi posao.
To develop that desire.
Da razvijemo tu želju.
And if you keep that in mind,
i ako to zadržite u svojim mislima,
you will find that ordering your life around the spiritual becomes much easier.
Shvatit ćete da red u vašem duhovnom životu postaje mnogo jednostavniji.
And the more your desire increases,
i tim se više povećava i vaša želja,
the closer and closer and closer you come to being spiritually awake.
Što bliže dolazite tome da se duhovno probudite.
And you start to see the spiritual nature even from a distance.
I počinjete vidjeti duhovnu prirodu čak i iz daljine.
And the process becomes more and more and more joyful.
A proces postaje sve više i više radostan.
So we are spiritual beings.
Mi smo duhovna bića.
We want boundless happiness.
Želimo neograničenu sreću.
In both time and in quality.
I u vremenu i u kvaliteti.
We want full safety.
Želimo potpunu sigurnost.
And full excitement.
I potpuno uzbuđenje.
We want loving relationships that keep getting better and better.
Želimo ljubavne odnose koji se povećavaju neprestano.
Where we yet are completely ourselves and yet in sync.
Gdje smo potpuno pojedinci i potpuno usklađeni.
We come to realize that trying to get these things materially is not working.
I shvaćamo da pokušaj da do toga dođemo na materijalan način jednostavno ne djeluju.
And will never work.
I nikad neće djelovati.
Whether I live in New York or Trinidad.
Bez obzira živim li u New Yorku ili Trinidadu.
Whether I marry this person or that person.
Bez obzira da li se udam ili ženim za ovu ili onu osobu.
Whether I have this job or that job.
Bez obzira imam li ovaj ili onaj posao.
That the things I really want are available only when I realize myself.
Stvari koje želim je moguće dostići samo kada shvatim tko sam ja.
And I become determined I am going to start on the spiritual journey.
I kada postajem odlučan da ću krenuti tim duhovnim putem.
And I understand that until I have woken up, it is going to be difficult.
I moram shvatiti da dok se ne probudim, bit će teško.
It is going to take some determination.
Bit će potrebna odlučnost.
And the purpose of that stage is to awaken that desire.
A svrha tog stadija je da se probudi želja.
Until it becomes such eagerness.
Dok ne postane takva čežnja.
That I don't care what's happening in the dream.
Da me uopće nije briga što se događa u snu.
I will want to wake up at any cost.
Ja ću se pod svaku cijenu željeti probuditi.
For any price.
Значи не е важно која е цена.
And I structure my life in such a way.
Сочу живот оформити на таков начин.
That I am feeding that desire.
Да храним ту чежњу.
I am constantly feeding that spiritual desire.
Непрестано храним ту духовну чежњу.
In a way that I can maintain.
На начин да могу одржати.
Through that part of the journey.
Кроз тај дио путовања.
So I hope this was helpful for you.
Надам се да вам е ово помогло.
If there's anything, we have it till what time for discussions?
Докато имам време за дискусија.
No problem.
No problem. I don't know if everybody agrees with you.
Не знам дали се сви слажат с вас.
Yes.
But see, and nobody will ever be honest when you ask this question. Nobody will ever say, I'm really just hungry. Could you just please be quiet?
U ovom trenutku će malo tko biti iskren i reći, molim vas prestanite, ja sam gladan.
But we can take some questions.
Možemo uzeti nekoliko pitanja.
Yes.
How we can develop desire, like you were saying, to accept more responsibility in mission of Srila Prabhupada. If you can say some inspiration to develop this. Pitao sam kako možemo, kako sam pričala ona o željama, kako da razvijemo želju da se probudimo, ja sam pitao kako da razvijemo želju da preuzmemo više odgovornosti u duhovnom životu, u misiji Srila Prabhupada.
Because as I said, we can't put ourselves in sleeping, nor can we wake up on our own.
Znači, rekla sam da se ne možemo sami uspavati, niti se možemo sami probuditi.
We can only desire.
Možemo samo željeti.
So our goal is to convince Krishna.
Naš cilj da uvjerimo Krishnu.
That we really want to be awake.
Da se uistinu želimo probuditi.
That we're going to behave ourselves properly. That we deserve to come back to the family.
Da zaslužujemo da se vratimo natrag u obitelj.
And one way to do that is to take some trouble.
A jedan način da to pokažemo je da preuzmemo nešto nevolja.
To take some responsibility.
Preuzeti nešto odgovornosti.
Just like if I in the family, if I start yelling at my family members,
baš kao što u obitelji, ako ja počnem vikati na članove svoje obitelji,
and throwing things and breaking them,
i počnem bacati stvari i razbijati ih,
I may have to prove to them again that I'm going to behave.
Možda ću im kasnije morati dokazati da ću pravilno djelovati.
Before they're going to want to be with me again.
Prije nego što će oni ponovo željeti biti sa mnom.
Therefore, Prabhupada said, don't try to see God.
I zbog toga je Prabhupada rekao, nemojte pokušavati vidjeti Boga.
Act in such a way that he'll want to see you.
Djelujte na takav način da će on poželjeti vidjeti vas.
You know, if I wanted to see the head of Croatia,
ako želim vidjeti predsjednika Hrvatske,
I could try to make an appointment.
Mogu pokušati napraviti, dogovoriti sastanak.
I could knock on the door.
Mogu pokucati na vrata.
I could send an email.
Mogu poslati email.
I probably would just get some secretary.
Vjerojatno ću dobiti nekog tajnika.
And if I knock long enough, one of the security guards would throw me out.
A ako dovoljno dugo kucam, netko od stražara će me izbaziti.
But if I did some wonderful thing for the country,
ali ako učinim neku dobru stvar za zemlju,
then I'd be called into the office.
Onda će me pozvati u ured.
That's how it works.
To tako funkcionira.
So there's many ways to do that.
Postoje mnogi načini da se to učini.
And one way is to take some responsibility.
A jedan od načina je da preuzmemo odgovornost.
To try to spread this knowledge even in this darkness.
Da pokušamo proširiti to znanje čak i u ovoj tami.
But be careful because everyone has to do that in their own way.
Ali budite oprezni jer svatko to mora učiniti na svoj način.
Eternally, we're all individuals.
Vječno, mi smo svi pojedinci.
There's not another soul that's exactly like me.
Ne postoji nijedna druga duša koja je u potpunosti poput mene.
I'm the only one.
Ja sam jedan jedini.
But even in this world, we manifest some individuality.
Čak i u ovom svijetu mi pokazujemo neku individualnost.
So we want to encourage people to take responsibility according to their own individual inclinations.
Dakle, treba nadahnuti ljude da preuzmu odgovornost u skladu sa vlastitim sa vlastitom osobnošću.
Don't try to put everyone into the same mold.
Nemojte svih pokušati staviti u isti kalup.
But taking some responsibility in the mission is a very fast way.
Ali preuzimanje odgovornosti za misiju je vrlo brz način.
Just be careful.
Samo budite oprezni.
Don't think you're the doer.
Nemojte misliti da vi djelujete.
And don't think that a title or position indicates how close you are to being awake.
I nemojte misliti da titula ili položaj označava koliko ste blizu toga da se probudite.
Kako veze ima buđenje sa očišćenje srca ili natan, vidite kako te stadi povezane. Da li to znači kad počistimo srce da se budemo ili možemo prijeti?
How is the stage of ananta nivriti connected to this awakening?
You want me to explain it? There's, as I told you, there's at least 7 different ways of describing this process.
Znači, kao što sam rekla, postoje barem 7 različitih načina za opisivanje tog procesa.
One of them is shraddha to prema.
Jedan je shraddha do prema.
One of them is kanista, madhyama, and uttama.
Drugi je kanista, madhyama i uttama.
Which can be described many different ways.
I to se može opisati na mnogo različitih načina.
Kanista means unsteady.
Kanista znači nepostojan.
Madhyama means middle.
Madhyama znači u sredini.
Uttama means above ignorance.
Uttama znači iznad neznanja.
Those can be described as degrees of faith.
To mogu biti opisani kao stupnjevi vjere.
As how you relate to other living entities.
Može se odnositi na to kako se ophodimo prema drugim živim bićima.
As whether or not you've received diksha.
Može se odnositi na to da li jeste ili niste primili dikšu.
You can also describe the stages as what mode of nature you're under.
Možete opisati stadije u skladu sa modusom materijalne prirode.
And as a yoga ladder.
Ili kao ljestvice joge.
Now looking at shraddha to prema.
Ako gledate shraddha, od shraddha do prema.
And you're asking, but this is a technical question.
Znači, ovo je tehničko pitanje.
So for those of you who don't understand this.
Za one od vas koji ovo ne razumiju.
Just chant Hare Krishna in your mind.
Samo pjevajte Hare Krishna u svom.
While I'm answering this question.
Dok ja odgovaram na ovo pitanje.
Because I don't have time to give you enough of the information so you'll understand what I'm talking.
Zato što nemam dovoljno vremena da vam dam sve podatke potrebne da biste shvatili cijelo pitanje.
That would be another 1 to 2 hour class.
To je bilo još jedno predavanje od sat dva.
So if you understand these terms, that's fine. And if you don't, please just chant in your mind.
Dakle, ako razumijete ovu terminologiju, slušajte i dalje, a oni koji ne razumiju, samo nastavite mantrati u svom umu.
Or just quietly, I won't be offended.
Neću biti uvrijeđena.
Okay, so ananta nivriti goes on through the whole process.
Znači, ananta nivriti se nastavlja kroz cijeli proces.
If you look at Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura's Madhurya Kadambini,
ako gledate Madhurya Kadambini od Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura,
you will see that there's some anartas all the way up to prema.
Vidjet ćete da postoje određene anarte sve do stupnja prema.
So in one sense it's not really a distinct stage.
Znači, na određeni način to nije
it's not really a separate stage.
To nije poseban, odvojeni stadij.
But in another sense, it is a separate stage.
Ali na drugom, u drugom smislu, on je odvojen.
And that stage of anarta, if we're going to look at anarta nivriti as a separate stage, it happens at the top part of anista sadhana bhakti. Can you get all that? If we're going to look at anarta nivriti as a separate stage,
znači, ako gledamo na ananta nivriti kao poseban stadij,
it happens at the upper part of anista sadhana bhakti.
On se događa, znači, na krajnjem, na zadnjem dijelu tog procesa kojim dolazimo do nište.
Because once you achieve nista, most of your anartas are gone.
Zato što kad postignete ništu, većina vaših anarta njih više nema.
Nasta prajšu abadrešu ničem bhagavata seveja bhagavata utma sloke bhaktir bhavati naštiki. That when most of the anartas are gone, you are at nishtha.
Znači, kada se riješite većine anarta, onda se onda dolazite do stupnja nishta.
Nishta means you're primarily not 100%, but primarily in the mode of goodness.
Nishta označava da ste pretežno, ne u potpunosti, ali pretežno pod modusom vrline.
It is equivalent to Brahmabhuta.
On je jednak Brahmabhuti.
And it is a stage of awakening.
I to je stadij razbuđivanja.
So when you're in Anartha Vritti, you're very actively working at waking up.
Znači, na stupnju Anartha Vritti vi vrlo aktivno djelujete na tome da se probudite.
You can think of it again, remember that Anartha Vritti goes through the whole process.
Znači, nemojte zaboraviti da se Anartha Vritti nastavlja kroz cijeli proces.
But when you're really clearing the anarthas.
Ali kada stvarno čistite anarte.
Think of it like the time just before you really get out of bed.
To je poput onog vremena tik prije nego što se ustanete iz kreveta.
You're sort of not really awake, but you're not really asleep either.
Niste više uspavani, ali niste potpuno još ni budni.
You're starting to become aware that there is a waking state.
I postali ste svjesni da postoji budno stanje.
Haridas Thakur compares this to the sunrise.
Haridas Thakur to uspoređuje sa izlaskom sunca.
We could also compare this to darkness and light.
To također možemo usporediti sa svjetlošću i tamom.
Thank you. Nothing like getting old. To night and day.
Znači, možemo usporediti sa noći i danju.
So when the sun first rises,
kada sunce tek izađe,
before it comes over the horizon,
prije nego što prijeđe preko horizonta,
the sky starts getting light.
Onda nebo postaje svjetlije.
And you can't see colors.
Ne možete vidjeti boje.
Right? The cones in your eyes need more light to see colors.
Vaše oči trebaju više svjetla da biste vidjeli, da biste razlikovali boje.
But you can see outlines.
Ali možete vidjeti siluete.
You can see objects.
Možete vidjeti predmete.
You can start to see your own body.
I počinjete vidjeti svoje vlastito tijelo.
Not clear.
Ne potpuno jasno.
So this is nam abas.
Znači, to je nam abas.
Or nista.
Ili ništa.
That is the beginning of awakening.
To je početak buđenja.
And that happens when most of the anartas are finished.
I to se događa u onom trenutku kada je većina anarta već uništena.
Does that help?
Da li to pomaže?
I'm sorry for having bored some of you with that discussion.
Ispričavam se ako je nekom od vas bilo dosadno.
Yes.
Nekako kad pogledamo proces bhakti, ako nam može izgledati.
Speak louder, because this is being recorded. And some people hearing this only speak okay. English, and some people hearing only speak Croatian. Okay.
Shorter than separately?
Don't, you just talk to me. Just talk.
Alright.
If you just you can translate what he's saying, but don't whisper it.
Okay.
There you go. Just keep going.
Dok slušamo o procesu bhakti.
Well, we're listening.
Doing it anyway. You're too conditioned that you're just talking to me.
Glasni. Sam biće glasni, ali sam glasni.
Talk to everybody.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. you know what helped put the microphone up to your mouth? Then you'll automatically talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm already a little bit
sleepy. What?
I'm already a little bit sleepy.
Oh, you're sleepy?
Yeah.
You have some water for pouring her head?
Yes.
We can't. Can we get any more air in here? Or we have already all the windows open? Okay. Let's try this again. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
Dok nekako slušamo o procesu bhakti, može nam zvučati jako komplicirano, jako teško.
Well, we're listening to the process of bhakti. Well, we're listening to the process of bhakti. It may appear to us that it is very hard, very complicated.
A s druge strane, ako čujemo suštinu učenja Čaitanje Mahaprabhu,
and on the other hand, if we hear the process that is described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
u kome najbitnije znači skupno pjevanje gospodinog svetog imena,
where congregational chanting of the Lord's holy names is most prominent,
i stih 13 sunca, ne?
and also the verse Trinada Pisunichana.
Prethodni stih govori o tome kako nemamo ljubav prema pjevanju gospodinog svetog imena, a taj stih govori o tome zašto nemamo.
So the verse before speaks about not having love towards God, and then Trinada Pisunichana explains why we don't have love towards God.
Zato što nismo tolerantni prema drugima, nismo ponizni, ne odajemo drugima poštovanje i tražimo drugih poštovanja.
Because we are not tolerant towards others and we expect to be worshipped by others. We don't respect other people.
I nekako, te se samo pitati da li je zapravo najbitniji taj odnos ljudima, odnos drugim živim bićima, da li je to jedini način kako možemo zapravo doći do Boga.
So what I want to know is whether... So what I want to know is whether or not this relation that we have towards other living beings and how we relate to them is really the most important thing in the whole process.
Thank you.
Well.
So remember I said that one way of understanding Kanista, Majjhima, and Uttama is how you relate to others?
Znači, spomenula sam da stupnjeve Kanista, Madhyama i Utama možemo shvatiti kao način kako se ophodimo prema drugim živim bićima.
It can also be understood that way.
I na taj način možemo to i shvatiti.
If you look at Bhaktivinoda's book Bhajana Rahasya,
ako gledamo Bhajana Rahasya od Bhaktivinoda Thakura,
he explains the process through the Shikshastaka.
On objašnjava proces kroz Shikshastaku.
And he explains that this third verse of the Shikshastaka,
I on opisuje da taj treći stih Shikshastake,
is the door to the awakened state.
Su vrata u stadi razbuđenosti.
You can also explain it in other ways.
To možete opisati na druge načine.
But yes, you were, when you look at how you treat others and humility, you are really looking at the key.
Ali da, ako gledate na način kako se obhodite prema drugim živim bićima, uistinu gledate ključ.
That's, I think of humility and how you treat others as like the doorway.
Znači, poniznost i način obhođenja prema drugima su poput vrata.
Between darkness and light.
Između tame i svjetla.
And that's again a whole other discussion.
Ali to je ponovo sasvim nova.
Do keep in mind that the process can be described in other ways.
Znači, sjetite se da se proces može opisati na više načina.
One reason that I understand that it's the doorway.
Jedan od razloga zašto to shvaćam poput vrata
is that humility is an essential feature of truth.
Je to da je poniznost esencijalni dio istinoljubivosti.
And pride and arrogance and envy is one of the core principles of falsity and darkness.
Ljubomora, ponos, oni su zapravo u srži
pride, and let's see if I can remember what I said. Pride and envy
ljubomora
is one of the main features of falsity and darkness.
Je osnova svih laži.
She has a much harder job than I do. She should get all the flowers. You can say that it is this envy of others that is the root of our desire to be in darkness.
Znači, ljubomora prema drugima je razlog zašto se krivo obhodimo prema drugima.
You cannot maintain pride and envy in the light.
U svjetlosti ne možete održati ponos i zavist.
When you come to the waking light, you see it's all nonsense.
Kada dođete na svjetlo, vidite da su to sve gluposti.
We're all, spiritually, we're all the same.
Duhovno, mi smo svi jednaki.
You're not better than me, I'm not better than you.
Ti nisi bolji od mene, niti sam ja bolja od tebe.
And I already have everything. Why do I need to mistreat you?
A već imam sve što mi je potrebno. Zašto bih te onda, zašto bih se onda krivo obhodila prema tebi?
And I'm very, 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 very tiny.
I jako sam jako sićušna.
I'm special.
Posebna sam.
I'm spiritual.
I duhovna.
I'm wonderful.
Predivna sam.
But I'm very, 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 very tiny.
A sam vrlo, 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 vrlo malena.
And when you're in awake, you see that.
A kada ste budni, onda to vidite.
If you don't want to see that,
ako
you won't wake up.
Ako to ne želite vidjeti, nećete se probuditi.
It's pretty simple.
Vrlo jednostavno.
Most of us don't want to see that.
Većina nas to ne želi vidjeti.
At all.
Uopće.
We find that very scary.
To nam je vrlo zastrašujuće.
I want to be better than everybody else.
Želim biti bolji od svih drugih.
I don't want to be equal.
Ne želim biti jednak.
I don't want to be tiny.
Ne želim biti malen.
No matter how wonderful I am, I don't want to be tiny.
Bez obzira koliko sam predivna osoba, ne želim biti malena.
Then you have to dream.
Onda morate nastaviti sanjati.
I'm better than everybody else.
Sam bolja od svih drugih.
And I'm really big. Therefore we dream.
I stoga sanjam.
Do you want to know how you can tell whether you're on that platform or somebody else?
The person,
well, first of all, it's a little hard because. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Can you, or you want to say that in Croatian now, or you should you want to translate that? You know, okay. That's a very good question.
And
you're not the first person to ask it.
I ti nisi prva osoba koja ga postavlja.
Arjuna asked that question. And Krishna answered it.
I Krishna je odgovorio.
Arjuna said. 254. Oh Krishna, what are the symptoms of one whose consciousness is thus merged in transcendence? How does he speak and what is his language? How does he sit and how does he walk?
Znači, Arjuna reče, o Krishna, po kojim se obilježima može prepoznati osoba tako utemeljena u transcendentalnoj svjesnosti? O čemu govori i kojim jezikom? Kako sjedi i kako hoda?
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Partha, when a man gives up all varieties of desire for sense gratification which arise from mental concoction, and when his mind thus purified finds satisfaction in the self alone, then he is said to be in pure transcendental consciousness.
Svevišnja božanska osoba reče, O Partha, kada čovjek odbaci sve vrste želja za osjetilnim uživanjem, koje nastaju iz umne spekulacije i pročišćena uma nalazi zadovoljstvo samo u jastvu, kaže se da ima čistu transcendentalnu svjesnost.
I'm not going to read the whole section, but I would suggest that you read it.
Neću pročitati cijeli taj dio, ali mogu vam preporučiti da ga vi pročitate.
Krishna, Arjuna asks this question again in chapter what?
I Arjuna postavlja to isto pitanje u kom poglavlju?
Ah, 14.
14.
Now I'll get a prize from the teacher, right? Oh. I like looking at the lunch. It's probably this version of the Bhagavad Gita, the pages are so thin. Okay, chapter 14. Oh dear Lord, by which 14:21. Oh dear Lord, by which symptoms is one known who is transcendental to the three modes? What is his behavior and how does he transcend the modes of nature?
Znači, to je Bhagavad Gita 14.21. Arjuna upita, dragi moj gospodine, po kojim se simptomima može prepoznati onaj tko je transcendirao tri gune? Kako se ponaša i kako transcendira gune prirode?
Now I'll read this verse. It's a very important verse. Next one. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O son of Pandu, he who does not... Please listen carefully to this. He who does not hate illumination, attachment, and delusion when they are present, or long for them when they disappear, who is unwavering and undisturbed through all these reactions of the material qualities, remaining neutral and transcendental, knowing that the modes alone are active, who is situated in the self and regards alike happiness and distress, who looks upon a lump of earth, a stone, and a piece of gold with an equal eye, who is equal toward the desirable and the undesirable, who is steady, situated equally well in praise and blame, honor and dishonor, who treats alike both friends and enemy, and who has renounced all material activities, such a person is said to have transcended the modes of nature.
U sljedećim stihovima je opisan odgovor. Molim vas, slušajte pažljivo. Svevišnja božanska osoba reče, sine Pandua, za osobu koja ne mrzi prosvjetljenost, vezanost i iluziju kada su prisutni, niti žudi za njima kada nestanu, koja je nepokolebljiva i neuznemirena svim posljedicama materijalnih odlika, koja ostaje staložena i transcendentalna, znajući da samo gune djeluju, koja je utemeljena u jastvu i jednaka u sreći i nesreći, koja jednakim očima vidi grumen zemlje, kamen i zlato, poželjno i nepoželjno, koja je postojana, jednaka u pohvali i pokudi, časti i nečasti, koja se jednako ophodi prema prijatelju i neprijatelju, koja se odrekla svih materijalnih djelatnosti, kaže se da je nadišla gune prirode.
You'll see that the essence of all of these, the essence of all of these descriptions,
vidjet ćete da je srž svih ovih opisa,
is that the person is finding happiness in the self and in God.
Da osoba nalazi sreću unutar sebe, u svom jastvu i u Bogu.
And they're really not affected by what's going on in the dream.
I na njih ne utječe ono što se događa u snu.
They're not affected emotionally.
Oni nisu pod, emocionalno pod utjecajem okoline.
Or very minimally.
Ili vrlo minimalno.
And not through repression.
I ne time da potiskuju.
Or hardening the heart.
Ili tako što otvrdnjuju srce.
Or denial.
Ili kroz to što poriču.
But because they're actually relishing the self.
Već zato što uistinu kušaju sreću i jastvo.
Is that right?
Da, je to u redu.
There are many other places also where these descriptions are given.
Postoje mnoga mjesta gdje su dati ti opisi.
But these two should suffice.
Ali ova dva bi trebala biti dovoljna.
I wish to thank you because you helped me before the one year ago in
I remember
in camp in Ostrov. I was really sad and I don't know how to thank you, but I wish to thank you before in front of these devotees.
That's very kind.
And said one big thank you from my heart, really. You are only person who really care for me and who give.
Oh, don't ever say that. Suridam sarvabhutana. There's one person who really cares about you.
Postoji jedna osoba koja se uistinu brine za nas.
He's cared about you from the beginning of time.
I on je za tebe brinuo od pamtivijeka.
No matter what body you go in, he cares about you.
Bez obzira u kome si tijelu bila, on se brinuo za tebe.
No matter what you do, he cares about you.
Bez obzira što činiš, on brine za tebe.
I cannot have that kind of love.
Ja nemam tu vrstu ljubavi.
Never. I'm never capable of giving or receiving that kind of love.
Ja nisam sposobna da dajem ili primam takvu vrstu ljubavi.
But I thank you for your kind words.
Ali zahvaljujem ti na tvojim ljubaznim riječima.
Our perfection is if some of that love can be reflected from us.
Naše savršenstvo je ako dijeliš te ljubavi se može odraziti od, na nama.
So you want me to stop now?
No.
I'm getting this, I'm getting this look like... I'm wondering if I'm going to get like an umbrella. You know? Thank you for saying that.
Yes, thank you anyway, because really you have such desire to help me last year and... Now it is finished. finished. I see that Krishna gave me answer through you after all answers through this verse and my you answered my question. I am really satisfied.
That's the greatest happiness is to be Krishna's instrument to help other people. There's no greater happiness in anywhere.
Najveća sreća kada smo instrument u Krišnim rukama. Nema veće sreće nigdje.
That's why I do this.
Zbog toga ovo činim.
Yes, sir.
Na predavanju ste spomenuli riječ povjerenje.
During the class...
Mike.
During the class, you mentioned the word trust.
Povjerenje u proces i Krišnu.
Did you mean trust in the process and Krishna?
Yes.
Can you also say something about the trust we need to have towards the Guru, towards Srila Prabhupada?
You can't really separate it.
Zapravo to dvoje ne možemo podijeliti.
The way I know about Krishna is from Guru.
Način na koji znamo Krišne je od gurua.
The way I know about the process is from guru.
O procesu znam od gurua.
So it's not really two different things.
Znači to nisu dvije odvojene stvari, to je nerazdvojeno.
A to znači ako neko gubi povjerenje gurua, da automatski gubi povjerenje sve ostalo.
Does this mean that if a person loses trust towards a guru, he also loses trust towards everything else?
Really, there's only one guru.
Zapravo, postoji samo jedan guru.
Prabhupada would often say, guru is one.
Prabhupada je često govorio, guru je jedan.
Do you know who the only guru is?
Znate li tko je jedini guru?
Nityananda or Lord Balaram?
Nityananda, odnosno gospodin Balaram.
He's an expansion of the Lord.
On je ekspanzija gospodina.
Who acts as the guide.
I on djeluje kao vodič.
A living entity acts as guru.
Živo biće djeluje kao guru.
To the extent that the real guru is speaking through them.
Do one mjere do koje taj stvarni guru govori kroz njega.
To the extent that they are transparent.
Do onog stupnja kod koje je osoba transparentna.
Of course, every living entity also has their own personality.
Naravno, svaka osoba ima svoju osobnost.
It's not that if you're a guru, you're just some sort of a piece of glass.
Nije da ako ste guru, onda ste poput komada stakla.
You have your own personality.
Imate osobnost.
And different gurus may have different degrees of transparency.
Različiti guru mogu na različiti način...
You might lose your faith in someone's ability to act as guru.
Možete izgubiti povjerenje u nečiju sposobnost da bude guru,
but not lose faith in guru.
Ali ne možete izgubiti vjeru u guru.
Just like each police officer is representing the government.
Baš kao što svaki policajac predstavlja vladu.
You might lose faith in a particular police officer and still have faith in your government.
Možete izgubiti vjeru u određenog policajca, ali ne i u cijelu vladu.
Maybe a particular police officer starts taking bribes.
Možda će neki policajac početi primati mito.
That doesn't necessarily mean the whole government is corrupt.
To ne znači da je cijela vlada korumpirana.
I mean, maybe, but...
Možda je.
Does that help?
Da li to pomaže?
No.
Partially.
Okay, what else would you like to say?
Što bi je želio reći?
Postoji trend da dosta novije vrijeme, nekad u početku smo bili dosta odani guruima, ali novije vrijeme osobe sve više nezadovoljne guruve i traže druge.
Before we used to be very very devoted towards our gurus. And recently we started to doubt more and more, we started to look for another guru and so on. Although these gurus are still bona fide. Why is this happening with us?
There are still people who are able to transmit the absolute truth.
Još uvijek postoje osobe koje mogu prenijeti apsolutnu istinu.
Don't expect a living entity to be perfect like God.
Nemojte očekivati od živog čovjeka da bude savršen poput Boga.
Educate yourself on what are the symptoms of a guru.
I educirajte se u smjeru toga koje su kvalifikacije, koje su odlike gurua.
I think one reason it happens is we have a false idea of what is a guru.
Jedan razlog je zbog toga što imamo lažno, što se na krivi način predočujemo što je to guru.
And when the person doesn't live up to our false idea, we become disappointed.
A kada se kada osoba ne dokaže te naše lažne predodžbe, onda gubimo vjeru.
Even though they were telling us from the very beginning what is actually guru.
Iako su nam od samog početka govorili što je guru.
And also we've seen people who were not fully transparent.
A također vidjeli smo osobe koje nisu bile potpuno transparentne.
People who really didn't weren't able to really act as guru.
Osobe koje nisu bile sposobne da djeluju kao guru.
And we can become disappointed.
I onda postanemo razočarani.
I see those two reasons.
Vidim ta dva razloga.
There are some other reasons.
Postoje i drugi razlozi.
That are too complex to discuss here.
Ali to je suviše složeno da bismo sada govorili o tome.
But I see those are the two main reasons.
Ali vidim to kao dva osnovna razloga.
Sometimes we become disappointed.
Ponekad se razočaramo.
And we also tend to have an idea of what is a guru that is not based on shastra.
I imamo tendenciju da stvorimo ideju o tome što je guru koja nije utemeljena na šastrama.
We think guru can read our heart.
Mislimo da guru može pročitati naše srce.
See the future.
Vidjeti budućnost.
And be able to tell you exactly what to do to win the lottery.
I da vam kaže točno što trebate učiniti da dobijete na lutriji.
I'm very serious.
Potpuno sam ozbiljna.
People think, if I just follow the instructions of my guru, I'll have a happy dream life.
Ljudi misle, ako samo slijedim upute svog gurua, imat ću sretan život.
That's not the purpose of the guru.
Ali to nije svrha gurua.
The purpose of the guru is to teach you how to wake up.
Svrha gurua je da vas nauči kako da se probudite.
But people often think like this.
Ali ljudi često misle na ovaj način.
They're looking for some kind of a magician.
Traži nekakvog mađioničara.
Or someone who's going to solve all of their material problems.
Ili nekoga tko će riješiti sve njihove materialne probleme.
Or sometimes emotionally they're looking for the guru to be Krishna.
Ili ponekad emocionalno traže od gurua da bude Krishna.
You see this more in women than in men, but you see it in men too.
Ovo češće vidite među ženama nego među muškarcima, ali i među muškarcima je to prisutno.
This person is going to meet all of my emotional needs.
Ova osoba će odgovoriti na sve moje emocionalne potrebe.
Where does it say that in the scripture?
Gdje to piše u spisima?
It says Krishna will meet all your emotional needs.
Kaže da će vam Krishna zadovoljiti sve emocionalne potrebe.
Not guru.
Ne guru.
We see this very often.
To često vidimo.
Sometimes you have to say to people, you're not looking for a guru, you're looking for a husband.
Nekad morate reći, ti ne tražiš guru, ti tražiš supruga.
Go get married.
Odi i udaj se.
I'm very serious.
Ozbiljna sam.
This is, you know, you set up a false idea, and then when the idea is false, you become disappointed.
Stvorite neku lažnu zamisao, i onda kada ta zamisao propadne, onda izgubite vjeru.
You were the one who put some idea.
Ali vi ste ti koji je stvorio tu zamisao.
I see this a lot.
To često vidim.
Don't try to make Prabhupada into God.
Nemojte Prabhupada pokušavati stvoriti Boga.
He's not.
On to nije.
He's a jiva.
On je jiva.
And don't even, you know, even our ideas of God are often strange.
Čak i naše zamisli o tome što je i tko je Bog su ponekad čudne.
Like Prabhupada says, the liberated soul doesn't make any mistake.
Prabhupada kaže da oslobođena duša ne čini greške.
But he says, you know, when Krishna sees Radharani, he tries to milk a bull.
Ali kaže da Krishna kada vidi Radharani, slično pokušava pomusti bika.
He's God.
A on je Bog.
He starts trying to milk a bull.
A on pokušava pomusti bika.
So Prabhupada said, don't look for that kind of perfection.
I Prabhupada je rekao, nemojte tražiti tu vrstu savršenstva.
It doesn't exist.
Ona ne postoji.
The devotees are so excited to see Krishna, they put their clothes on backwards.
Posvećenici budu toliko uzbuđeni da će vidjeti Krishnu, da naopak obuku odjeću.
That's a kind of mistake, right?
To je vrsta greške, zar ne?
They're liberated souls.
A one su oslobođene duše.
So what do we mean the liberated souls don't make a mistake?
I što onda mislimo pod time da oslobođena duša ne čini greške?
Prabhupada explains this in the purport to mantra 18 of the Isha Upanishad.
Prabhupada to opisuje u komentaru na mantru 8 Isha Upanishade.
He said they don't commit any sin even accidentally.
Kaže da ne čine grešna djela čak ni slučajno.
Does that help?
Da li ovo pomaže?
Very good. This is a deep topic.
Ovo je vrlo duboka tema.
We could talk for a week or something.
Mogli bi o ovome pričati otprilike tjedan dana.
Yes.
How can we be more patient if we are going through some hard time and we are often very mental? How to be more determined? And above all, be more patient to go to get to that stage where we are, you know, everything is okay. Kako da budemo strpljivi i kako da budemo odlučni na tom putu ako dođemo ako smo u nekom trenutku dosta ono mentalni, ako nam imamo dosta problema materijalno ili duhovno, kako da ostanemo strpljivi.
Are you talking about enthusiasm and patience for the spiritual process, or are you talking about patience with the ups and downs of material life?
Well,
translate. No, you need to translate that.
No,
you've got to translate what I said. Are you talking about enthusiasm and patience with the spiritual process, or are you talking about being patient with the ups and downs of material life?
Both.
You choose, please. They're two different questions.
Well, then, in
Krishna
spiritual stage.
That's quite a different question.
Znači,
you got all that?
Da li govoriš o održavanju entuzijazma i postojanosti u duhovnom procesu ili o usponima i padovima u materijalnom životu? Odgovor je bio da o oboje, ali zapravo to je previše široka tema, pa je zamoljena da odabere jedno od toga dvoje, ona je zamoljena da se govori o duhovnom. Znači, o poteškoćama u duhovnom životu.
Because my spiritual advancement is also because of these ups and downs in
what ups and downs? Material ups and downs or spiritual ups and downs? Take your pick. Which ups and downs are you worried about? The material ones or the spiritual ones?
O čemu se brineš? O materialnom ili o duhovnom?
Well, about spiritual.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Da li si sigurna da o duhovnom?
Spiritual ups and downs come because we're not awake.
Duhovni usponi i padovi dolaze zato što nismo budni.
It's called anista, not steady.
I to se zove anista, nepostojanost.
You can't be steady until you're in the mode of goodness.
Ne možete biti postojani dok niste u modusu vrline.
As long as you're influenced by passion, ignorance, you're going to be unsteady.
Dok ste pod utjecajem strasti, bit ćete nepostojani.
You'll have times when you can see a little bit of the spiritual nature and times when you don't.
Imat ćete trenutke kada ćete vidjeti neke duhovne stvari, neke duhovne trenutke, a ponekad neće biti tako lijepo.
This is due to still having desires to want to enjoy materially.
I to je zbog toga što još uvijek imamo želje da uživamo materijalno.
Called anartes.
Koje se zovu anarte.
Something that's unwanted.
Nešto što je neželjeno.
These desires obligate us to be under the control of passion and ignorance.
I te nas želje
they attract passion and ignorance.
One privlače strast i neznanje, one nas obavezuju da budemo pod njihovim utjecajem.
Material desires can't really be fulfilled.
Ali materijalne želje se ne mogu ispuniti.
You can have an illusion of them being fulfilled in passion and ignorance.
Možete imati iluziju njihovog ispunjenja u strasti i neznanju.
If you're saying, Krishna, I want this material desire.
Ako kažemo, Krishna, ja želim ovu materijalnu želju.
You're saying, please cover me with passion and ignorance.
Mi zapravo govorimo, molim te, prikrij me sa neznanjem i strašću.
And as long as you're covered with passion and ignorance, as long as you're covered with passion and ignorance,
a dok ste prekriveni sa neznanjem i strašću,
you can't be all the time in goodness.
Ne možete cijelo vrijeme biti u vrlini.
And therefore your spiritual experiences are not going to be steady.
I duhovna iskustva neće biti postojana.
Get rid of your material desires.
Riješi se materijalnih želja.
How do you do that?
Kako to učiniti?
Want to. Desire to.
Moramo željeti, moramo čeznuti za time.
That's all.
To je sve.
You have to do this really. Don't fake it.
To moraš istinski učiniti, nemoj pokušati ležirati.
Don't play games with this fellow here.
Nemoj se sa ovim momkom ovdje zezati.
He doesn't like pretense.
On ne voli prevarante.
He only likes honesty.
On voli samo iskrenost.
But if you're really tired of these ups and downs,
ali ako ti je uistinu dosta tih uspona i padova,
you gotta decide now.
Moraš sada odlučiti.
It's your decision.
To je tvoja odluka.
What does Krishna say? I've told you all this, now you do what you like.
Sad sam ti sve ovo rekao, a sada ti odluči što ćeš učiniti.
If you want to be always awake,
ako želiš uvijek biti budna,
go to the boss,
odi kod šefa,
and say, show me the truth.
I kažem mu, pokaži mi istinu.
Show me the naked form of my material desires.
Pokaži mi golu istinu o mojim materijalnim željama.
And give me the, see, we don't want to do
it.
That honesty is very good.
Ta iskrenost je vrlo dobra.
Because only when we're honest like that, then we can say, I'm not ready to ask for that.
Jer te kada smo iskreni u vezi sa time, možemo reći što stvarno želimo.
I'm scared.
Bojim se.
So, then you ask for courage.
Stoga, onda tražimo hrabrost.
Ask for faith.
Tražimo vjeru.
Courage, faith, trust. Courage, faith, trust.
Hrabrost, vjera. Povjerenje.
Please give me courage.
Molim te, daj mi hrabrost.
So I can face the truth.
Tako da se mogu složiti s istinom.
When you see the naked form of your material desires,
kada vidiš razgoličene svoje materijalne želje,
side by side with the wonderful glory of Krishna,
bok uz bok sa prekrasnim odlikama Krishna,
then you have to choose Krishna.
Onda trebaš odabrati Krishna.
So you've got to do two things.
Moraš učiniti dakle dvije stvari.
You got to want to see the truth.
Moraš željeti vidjeti istinu.
Without fear.
Bez straha.
And then once you see the truth,
a onda kada si vidjela istinu,
you have to choose truth.
Moraš odabrati istinu.
Then that unsteadiness will stop.
Tada će ta nepostojanost prestati.
What takes us a long time,
a zato nam treba dosta vremena,
is getting enough courage to want to see the truth.
Ono za što nam treba dosta vremena je da dobijemo tu hrabrost da se suočimo s istinom.
Don't fake it.
Nemoj to pokušavati lažirati.
Don't ask Krishna to show you the truth if you don't really want to see it.
Nemoj tražiti od Krishna da ti pokaže istinu ako to uistinu ne želiš.
You will not like the result.
Нещо ти си видите изход.
But if you do want to see it, you'll very much like the result.
Але ако желиш видите, значи ти си веома свиđate изход.
You'll become free.
Постаćeš slobodna.
And you'll get everything you want.
И добиваш все што желиш.
But you have to believe that.
Але мораш у то вјеровати.
It can't just be an idea.
То не може бити само замисао.
It has to be that when you ask for it, there's no little hesitation in the heart.
Nije da kada to tražiš, postoji neko malo dvoumljenje u srcu.
That takes time.
A za to je potrebno vrijeme.
It doesn't have to take time, but it does.
Nije nužno da nam treba vremena, ali obično je to tako.
So how can you be patient?
A kako možemo biti strpljivi?
What else you need to do?
Što drugo možeš učiniti?
Also, you're dealing with love.
Također, ovdje imamo posla I sa ljubavlju.
You can't demand love.
Ne možete zahtijevati ljubav.
You can just request it.
Možete samo zamoliti.
If you're trying to demand love, then what you're wanting is not love. You're wanting something else.
Ako zahtijevate ljubav, onda ono što tražite zapravo nije ljubav.
That's another way of another way of answering the same question.
Znači, to je drugi način da odgovorimo na isto pitanje.
If you want to know how to deal with the material ups and downs,
ako te zanima kako se suočiti sa materijalnim usponima I padovima,
that is given in this purport.
To je dano u ovom komentaru.
That's not going to go away.
To neće otići.
The spiritual ups and downs can go away.
Duhovni usponi padovi mogu otići.
Your spiritual state is not dependent on your material state.
Naše duhovno stanje ne ovisi o materijalnom stanju.
You'll not, just like you can't adjust the material energy to give you perfect material happiness.
Baš kao što ne možemo prilagoditi materijalnu energiju da nam da savršeno materijalno stanje.
You cannot adjust the material energy to make it perfect for your spiritual life.
Ne možete natjerati materijalnu energiju da vam da savršene okolnosti za vaš duhovni život.
And trying to do that is one of the five symptoms of being unsteady.
Ako to pokušavamo, to je jedan od pet simptoma toga da smo nepostojani.
If I'm just a brahmachari, if I just become a grihastha, if I go to Vrindavan, you know, we're thinking if I just change my material circumstances, then I'll be Krishna conscious.
Pokušavamo s time da ako promijenim materijalne okolnosti, samo ako sam brahmačari, ne, ako sam grihasta, ili samo ako živimo u Vrindavani, onda možemo imati te savršene okolnosti za duhovni život.
We're just giving a little spiritual idea to something material.
Samo dajemo nešto malo duhovnosti I jednoj materijalnoj životu.
The materialist thinks, if I could just move the material energy this way and that way, I'd get material happiness.
Materialisti misle, ako materijalnu energiju pomaknem malo u ovu ili u onu stranu, dobit ću materijalnu sreću.
So we think, if I just move the material energy this way and that way, I'd get spiritual happiness.
A mi mislimo, ako materijalnu energiju pomaknemo na ovu ili na onu stranu, dobit ću duhovnu sreću.
It's not work.
To neće funkcionirati.
Sometimes the body will have energy, sometimes the body will be tired.
Ponekad će tijelo imati energije, a ponekad će biti umorno.
He who does not hate illumination, attachment, and delusion when they are present, or long for them when they disappear. Can you find that again? 14:22. Just the first.
Znači, za osobu koja ne mrzi prosvjetljenost, vezanost, iluziju kada su prisutni, niti žudi za njima kada nestanu.
In the material world, sometimes there'll be illumination, sometimes there'll be attachment, and sometimes there'll be delusion.
U materijalnom svijetu ponekad će biti prosvjetljenost prisutna, ponekad vezanost, a ponekad iluzija.
Don't hate them and don't long for them.
Nemoj ih mrziti, niti žuditi za njima.
They don't have anything to do with spiritual life.
Oni nemaju nikakve veze sa duhovnim životom.
They will come and go.
Oni će doći I otići.
Sometimes the body will feel healthy, sometimes the body will feel sick.
Ponekad će se tijelo osjećati zdravo, a ponekad će biti bolesno.
Sometimes the mind will feel happy, sometimes the mind will feel sad.
Ponekad će se um osjećati sretnim, a ponekad će se osjećati tužnim.
It's nothing to do with spiritual life.
To nema nikakve veze sa duhovnim životom.
Thank God.
Yes.
Hvala Bogu.
And actually you can make more advancement sometimes during the downtimes.
I zapravo ponekad na za vrijeme padova tih materijalnih možemo imati možemo više duhovno napredovati.
Do you know how to ride a bicycle?
Znaš li kako voziti bicikl?
How'd you learn?
Kako si naučila?
By a lot of difficulties.
Did anybody help you learn?
Da li ti je netko pokušao da naučiš?
Who helped you?
Netko ti je pokušao?
Friends.
Prijatelji.
So my father taught me how to ride a bicycle.
Moj otac je mene naučio kako voziti bicikl.
And he didn't believe in putting on the extra wheels.
On nije vjerovao u stavljanje pomoćnih kotača.
So he would run behind me holding the bicycle.
I on bi trčao iza mene držeći bicikl.
I miss my father.
Nedostaje mi otac.
Anyway, what do you think he did one day?
I što mislite da je jednog dana učinio?
Stop running.
Prestao trčati. I ustavno je pustio.
He let go.
Pustio je.
Was he still there?
Je li još bio tamo?
Why did he let go?
Zašto je pustio? Zašto je vjerovao u vas?
Why was it necessary for him to let go?
Zašto je bilo potrebno za njega da pusti?
The to learn?
Hmm?
Then only the thing you can learn like it.
So Krishna also does that.
Samo na taj način možemo nešto naučiti.
Sometimes he appears to vanish.
On se ponekad pojavljuje da bi nestao.
Sometimes it seems he's not giving us any kind of support.
I izgleda da nas ni na koji način ne podupire.
Our spiritual practices seem very dry.
Naša duhovna praksa izgleda veoma suha.
We look around, we don't see him anywhere.
Gledamo ono okolo, ali niti ga ne vidimo.
But we still obey.
Ali dalje slijedimo.
You know, Krishna isn't interested in having robots.
Krishna ne zanima to da ima robota.
He wants people who love him out of their own free will.
On želi osobe koje ga vole svojom vlastitom slobodnom voljom.
That means we have to become mature.
A to znači da moramo postati zreli.
He's not gone. He's not gone.
Dakle, on nije nestao.
But sometimes he lets go.
Ali ponekad pusti.
He's still standing there.
Ali još uvijek tamo stoji.
And it's often in those times.
I često je baš u tim vremenima.
Sometimes you're hardly walking.
Ponekad je da hodate.
But you're trying to walk.
Ali pokušavate hodati.
And your stumbles in those times often mean more than your running in the good times.
I vaše posrtanje u to vrijeme može značiti više nego trčanje u drugo vrijeme.
Your desire to do the right thing.
Vaša želja da činite pravu stvar.
In the really hard times.
U istinu teškim vremenima.
Can mean more than doing the right thing in the really easy times.
Može biti više nego da činite pravu stvar u dobrim vremenima.
And you can actually be making much more spiritual advancement.
I zapravo možete napraviti puno veći duhovni napredak.
331. We're in the purport. That middle of the purport. This is really telling you to stop. this is his not very subtle way of saying, okay, you got to stop now. Are you going to shine the light in my face today? All you know, I'm an American. All you have to do is just say, it's time to stop now. I can handle that. Okay? I'm not British. Okay, let's look at the middle of the purport to 331, and then we'll stop here. An ordinary man with firm faith in the eternal injunctions of the Lord, even though unable to execute such orders, becomes liberated from the bondage of the law of karma. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, one may not fully discharge the injunctions of the Lord, but because one is not resentful of this principle and works sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, he will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness.
Običan čovjek koji ima čvrstu vjeru u gospodinove vječne naredbe oslobađa se ropstva uzrokovana zakonom karme, čak i ako ne može izvršiti takve naredbe. Kad počne slijediti proces svjesnosti Krišne, ne mora izvršavati gospodinove naredbe u potpunosti, ali budući da se ne protivi tom načelu i iskreno radi, ne bazirući se na poraz i beznađe, sigurno će biti uzdignut na razinu čiste svjesnosti Krišne.
Okay, thank you very much.
Arrivo.